This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Do you know what the oldest institution is in the Bible? If you go back to Genesis 2, you will find it is the institution of marriage. Paul quotes that truth in Ephesians 5:31. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. There is a need for anyone contemplating this important step of faith and commitment to prepare themselves for it. This is not to be taken lightly. Far too many take the step of marriage and belatedly find they were not ready for the demands of marriage. To begin with, you are to be self-sufficient so that you can leave father and mother and not depend upon them anymore. You are to be able to take care of your own and your spouse's needs. You also should know how to show your love and commitment to your spouse. This requires sensitivity, maturity, wisdom, and skills in communications. It also requires the kind of self-discipline and self-denial that is best learned within the classroom of the family. If you haven't learned how to live under the authority of parents, you'll have a hard time functioning in the mutual submission required in a healthy marriage. If you haven't learned how to honor your parents, you'll have a hard time honoring your spouse in marriage. When two become one in marriage, it requires the best effort on the part of both for them to have a quality marriage. And according to this portion, it will require an understanding of God's Word on the subject and the enabling power of the Holy Spirit to live it out. If you'd like to review these messages on marriage and the family, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.